A legal opinion which was sent to the Speaker of the National Assembly, Nosiviwe Mapisa-Nqakula, almost 2 months ago, confirms what the DA has long argued for. It confirms that Parliament need not wait for the President to table his implementation plan on the Zondo Commission report before it starts its work. The reality is that Parliament ought to set up its systems and set up its processes on how we're going to start dealing with those who have been implicated in the Zondo Commission report. We cannot sit idly while there are members of Parliament, there are members of the executive, there are also members of Parliament's own presiding officers who are implicated in the report, but Parliament is not doing its work. And so the release of this legal opinion is important, because what it will do is that it will empower the DA to make sure that it places pressure on Parliament to begin the work of processing the Zondo Commission report, so that those who have been found or alleged to have facilitated state capture are actually held accountable. Because ultimately, corruption is not a victimless crime. It is the people of South Africa who have suffered the most due to the incidents of state capture and the billions of South African rands which have been stolen.